Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. And guess what? It is February, and I decided to kick off this week, because it's the first week of February, I decided to kick it off talking about, of course, what we have come to know February as, which, of course, is the month of love because of Valentine's Day. So I'm going to do this whole entire week, the small mini impromptu audios on certain topics, of course, from a more wise, a darker wisdom perspective about, of course, love and quote-unquote Valentine's, and what that looks like and what it means for us, especially as black women that are, you know, really questioning why things are the way that they are questioning why we made certain choices, are questioning the pool of men that we are choosing from, are questioning our worth, and what we bring not just to this whole thing called life and life existence, but what we bring to womanhood, what we bring to maidenhood, what we bring to the crone years, what we bring as mothers, what we bring as career women, what we bring to the table, since, of course, you know, everybody always wants to ask us what in hell we bring to the table. And what prompted me to have this particular 5 days of, you know, just Valentine-based conversation and love magic conversations is because of various things that are going on in the media. One thing in particular is we are seeing, of course, the comedian Monique ask for people, you know, namely black people, to have a conversation about what she calls inequality and gender bias, and how that one conversation is really triggering, you know, so many women and people in general, just the black community in general, but how it's triggering a lot of women in the area of relationships, because it is said, and it is always said, that her husband is in the way, her husband is messing it up for her. And she has, on numerous occasions, but a little bit more now, more so than before, really addressed black women and their idea of what that means and why we are saying that her husband, her king, her patriarch is the one in the way. And I even, you know, talked about it a little bit on my Gia Storm page about how that triggers us, because as black women, we're not used to seeing, and Monique has said it herself too, and we all know this to be true, we're not used to seeing the black man stand or the black man fight for us. What we're used to seeing is us fight for the black man. And she just said the exact same thing on a damn show, a radio show that she was on. And, of course, it triggers, and she, you know, addressed it also. Why is that a problem? For me to allow my husband to manage me. Why is that a problem? So, again, there are various things going on. That's just one of it. That really are questioning or making us question what our position as women, what our positions as the matrix of our life, what that position is. If we're going to have sex and sexual relationships, is it fulfilling? What type of sex are we going to have? Are we going to, you know, have children or not have children? And the children that we have, how are we going to manage their lives when we can't really count on our partners? And even when we have our partners, sometimes we still feel like we are, of course, parenting or doing the majority of the work. So, it's a lot of conversations that black women always have. And we're going to, you know, unfortunately, consistently have these conversations until deeper conversations are had and we come to the place of acceptance of what in the hell is really going on, and stop lying to ourselves as black women about relationships and love and sex and marriage and money, and come out of the fantasyful thinking of what all those things should be and what all those things are, and just accept that if I want something, if it's something that I want to experience, that I want to experience it fully, and I deserve to experience it in its higher form, in its form of compassion, in its form of understanding, and its form of just goodness. I don't feel like I should have to experience love in its struggle capacity, and I want to be okay with saying that. So I'm going to, again, we're going to have, you know, little small conversations, small little discourses throughout this week. I'm going to do one a day for the next 5 days about this topic of love and devotion and relationships, because, of course, the energy of February is right for it. But, again, like I said, there's other things going on that is kind of really pushing women to, especially black women, to decide what it is we want to do. And a lot of us are confused. A lot of us are confused. Some of us still are not sure, and that's fine. Some of us have decided that we're just getting ready to leave and go our own damn way to hell with all of it. And some of us are still straddling the fence. And on the side of dark wisdom, on the side that I'm on, all that has its place. It's not a right or wrong. It may be right or wrong for you, justifiable or unjust for you, but it's not necessarily a wrong. You just have to, and this is what I teach, be responsible for that choice that you make. There's no need in coming back whining, bitching, and complaining about it later because you lied to yourself about what it really was. No, own what it really was, and let's deal with it. And then, you know, when you don't want it anymore, let's, you know, come together and figure out how to get out of it. But nonetheless, there's not going to be any falling out about stuff that you chose. So that's what our side is about. Our side is about telling ourselves the truth and making choices based in truth, not in fantasy. So the first day, today, I want to address black patriarchy. Black women tend to, and I know this was, you know, the truth for me too, when we want or get into relationships or desire love and unity with the masculine, typically it is with a masculine that is, you know, brown skin, melanated. It is a black man. That's 9 times out of 10, that's where we're going to go to first. That's what is in our ecosystem. That is what we are wanting and what looks like our fathers. And, you know, this is just what we want, our uncles. And unfortunately, we don't get grown women conversations when we are maidens about the state of our men, the state of black patriarchy. We do not get, you know, real, reliable, truthful-based conversations. We're told to, you know, keep our legs closed. We're told that. We're told not to get pregnant. Your ass gonna get kicked out of the house. We're told that too. We're told that all men want is sex. We're told that too. But we're not told how to manage the hormonal changes that go on in our body and are going to continue to go on in our body. Just because, you know, we're women and we ovulate. We're not told how to pick men. We're not told how to discern. We're not told what sex is. We're not taught how to properly have sex. We're not taught about our bodies. We're not taught how to make our own self come. We're not taught a whole bunch of things. So we go into relationships with black men, black boys, from the deficit position. And, you know, just to be fair, they don't know shit either. So it's everybody just a hot ass goddamn mess. But the black woman is in a very special condition because in the political system that we have now that is government ran by men, majority men, it is patriarchal. So your men, regardless of what they know or what they don't know, still have certain privileges, certain benefits, certain rights, even if they are unspoken rights, because they have a phallus. And one of those rights is that they are the leaders. That is a given right to the black man with a phallus. He does not have to prove leadership worthy in the black community. No, he doesn't. It is a right given to him that because he has a phallus, he is automatically a leader. It is a right. And it is also a religious right because we are taught that God is male and that basically the pastor is God and that we look up to this masculine form of God as divinity and we translate that masculine form of God into our pastors, into our fathers, even into our brothers and even to the men in the community, that if he is a man, because of patriarchy, he automatically has the position of king, he automatically has the position of leader, period. Never mind he's dysfunctional, never mind. He still has it. That is a white patriarchy gives him, and he can try to debate it all he damn wants. He knows good time well that that phallus gives him the right of leader. People tend to not question him because he is the masculine. We tend to just listen, women, black women, to what our fathers say. We don't question his authority. We will buck up against the mother, though. Or we'll question the mother all damn day long and even blame her if she ain't got a man. If your daddy leaves, it's her fault. Or we'll do that shit. But we tend to not question the masculine. We tend to give the masculine a lot of chances. He can fuck up so many times, and we still give him a chance. We don't give our mothers a chance and our sisterhood. We don't give each other those type of chances, but we damn sure give it to black men. I mean, he can just look like he is productive, and he just has a job, and he has potential, and our asses are ready to have his fucking babies. I mean, if he has such access to pussy, the black man doesn't have to do any work to prove worthy for pussy. He has such an access to pussy, and not just black pussy. Other races of women want the black dick. I mean, he can go and screw around mandangoing it, slanging it, doing all types of stuff, cuckolding. He can do all of this, honey, all of it. So I don't care what he says. Don't let him lie to you and try to trick your ass out of the damn truth. He has right because he has a phallus. That is true. He has right, so much so that he has right to even have children, sire children, and not have to take care of them. I mean, he can do whatever he wants to do with his sperm, and, you know, it's fine. There's really no big push to make him pay child support, or even if it is, it's a little amount to nothing. I mean, ladies, he can get away with and has been getting away with for years, not even having to be accountable for the children that he's slaying, is slinging his dick all around because he has the right to do that. Want the black phallus. He's not lying. That is the truth. Other races do. Other races of women do want that black phallus, and your ass wants it, so you know they want it. We are the first cause, but make no mistake about it, he is the second cause. He just is. He came second. He came out of us. He's the second fucking cause. So, again, he can do all this slanging and then have the right to basically not take care of his children and keep having more and 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 more. It's just, and no one says anything. I mean, he has the right also for his ego to be coddled, that if you say something about it, you can be the president of the United States, Barack Obama, and on a Father's Day program in a church, talk about black fatherhood and his feeling and the black man's feeling get hurt and say that the same black man all of them was worshiping to get in office. Well, he needs to stop talking about our dirty laundry. We know what's going on. See, he still has the right to question the leader of the free world, the black man the mixed man, that he voted into office. He still has the right to say that that man should be quiet about the lack of black fatherhood. I mean, ladies, he has these rights. He has these rights. And, again, black women, black maidens, we don't know. Again, we are conditioned to accept his right of authority. And that's what we do. Even to the point of us waiting, even now, grown-ass women, waiting to be saved. At this moment, I talk to women at this time, ladies, that are in their 30s and in their 40s and in their 50s, still with the idea that a black male is going to save them. That, ladies, that's the right, that's the permission he has. That's the permission we give him with our hearts. Okay, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to work with him on it. Ladies, again, 30 and 40 and 50-year-old women still believing this, knowing what we know, knowing we have a pattern of him showing us that he is, you know, ill-equipped to, that he's ill-equipped to, but we will still lay down our hearts to this man because of potential. He has this permission. He has the right to authority, ladies, and we're still giving it to him. Oh, yes, patriarchy is what it is. But again, we're not taught that from the beginning of these relationships. We're not taught that he's ill-equipped and that he's just not conditioned to be a boss. We're not taught that. We don't even know what that looks like. I mean, when I hear conversations about black women in love and relationships, again, these are 30, 40, 50-year-old women. See, that they're talking about, well, you know, he opens the door for me and he pays gas and, you know, he takes me out. This is, ladies, this is what we're talking about to this day. When we talk about chivalry, that's what we're talking about, him holding a damn door open for you. That's where we're still stuck. That we're still stuck, ladies, with basic shit. Basic common courtesy. Courtesy. Basic courtesy. We're stuck with that if he takes the trash out. We're stuck there. So, and I understand it, ladies, because I'm a black woman, too. I just came out of this stuff early. But we're conditioned that way. We're reared that way. And we got a lot of wishful thinking when it comes to how we want to love and relate and mate and marry black men. We are loving, we are relating, we are mating, and we are marrying based on potential, ladies. That's the truth. Because he doesn't have to come and show us anything. Our panties are dropped. He has no condom. He's coming in us, and we're pregnant. That's the truth. Now, I would understand if we were still caught up in all this, because I know it's hard to get over it. I understand that. Like I said, I'm a black woman, too. It's hard to tell yourself the truth about the black patriarch. But nonetheless, if that's what you're going to do, and I tell my daughters that, play. I mean, if you want to play with him with a condom. Play with him with some birth control. Why would you let an unproductive male come in you? Why? We don't even understand what that means. That we would have wild sex and take on the next generation, our progeny, the next generation of little black boys and little black girls with unproductive masculines. We have no clue what that even means. We have no clue, ladies. We're swallowing the sperm of unproductive soldiers. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. And again, because they have this right of authority and because we are conditioned to give our first call's right over to their supposed right of authority, we don't question any of this until after the baby's born and he not shows up or he's wishy-washy or we go through divorce or he's controlling or he's bipolar or he has a lot of different manic depressive fits. Or he has some type of body health issue. Or where we got stretch marks and our titties are sagging and he ain't got enough money to get us some damn plastic surgery like the white women got. See, we don't figure this out until after we done took his cum. But we don't figure this out until later. Ladies, why? Why? Why are we still doing it? And see, this is the question, ladies, because, again, if you want love, and I want that for all black women, we damn deserve it more than any other woman on this planet. But, ladies, you can't have love and lies. They don't go together. There's no commonality. Lies don't exist in love because love is vulnerable. Love is acceptance. Love is understanding. There's no lie. It's I'm telling you the truth, and this is my truth, and this is how I feel because of it, and this is what is. There's no pretense, ladies. There's no pretense. So why when this picture is shown, and I posted this in my Money Prosperity group, my Mammon group, this guy posted this picture of black rappers, who y'all know are the entertainment class that I call jesters, and he posted this. It's a bunch of them. Over 1 billion in this picture, and not one black owned independent town, school, hospital, bank, insurance company, manufacturing company, or militia. We are our biggest problem. How come, ladies, we're still having conversations about that? That our patriarchs can make money in a certain demographic, i.e., jester, entertainment. And be worth, like you said, altogether over $1 billion, but still, what love builds, what love produces, which is families, which is nations, we still do not have basics. Basics. Does love not provide a hospital? Does love not provide its children schools? Does love not provide protection, insurance? Does love not provide willing commerce and businesses, bank? Does it not create the items that you need to live and sustain your life, manufacturing company? Does it not protect military? Does love not do that? Does loving a black man, having children, wanting to be with him, does that mean that I must surrender as a black woman, a black matriarch, a black female that, you know, is the center of creation, the reproductive center of life? Do I not deserve that? Does me giving you love, giving you my heart, giving you my body, giving you my womb, what else do you want? Does me not giving you authority because you have this right, does it not mean that I deserve that my children, that our children deserve basics? Ladies, we must ask ourselves some serious, serious questions. Because if love does not provide for you, ladies, it's not love. It's not. It's not. It's convenience. That's what it is. It's passion based on convenience. It's not love, ladies. It's not. And I want us to ask that question, to ask the question of yourself, because this is about you. Like I said, you got to decide what you're going to do. Is your love not worth it? Is you giving them access to all of that? Is it not worth it? Is it not worth our patriarchs, jesters or not? Because, you know, you damn sure can't expect the jester class to do any of this. You need really politicians for that. But, okay, is it not worthy? Is me being your militia when I have to march on the street because somebody has killed you, me being your nurse, nursing you back to health when you're sick, is me teaching you, sitting down doing your homework, helping you, you know, create your business. Let's look at this picture, ladies. None of those men made it there without women. None of them made it there without women. Not one. Is it not worthy? Are we not worthy of it? Are we not worthy of it? I mean, I'm damn sure your militia when I'm marching. But when there's a woman problem, when things are going on with black women, they're not marching for us. The ladies, that don't matter if they're a jester or not. See what I'm saying? In that case, it doesn't matter if they're a jester or not. See, I sat on the damn camera and asked people to march against that restaurant, Houston's, because they wouldn't feed him or his little friends and his little clique. He asked us to go on the front lines for that. Ask him if he'll come on the front lines for women's matters, for women's rights. Ask him. Ask him. And expect him. Not only ask, but expect him to do it. Know that he's going to do it. Know it. If I call him, he's going to do it. No. Ladies, if love does not provide for you, it's not love. And I want us this whole entire month to get clear on what we are identifying and defining love by. Get clear on it. Get clear on it. Because you can have it, and I want you to have it. It just may not look the way you think it is going to look. It just may not come to you packaged the way that you think it is going to come packaged. It may not present itself the way that you think, desire, or believe it may present itself. It may be wrapped differently. I just want you to be open to it. And if you do not ask the right questions and start pondering on what love is and what love produces, and what love provides for, then you're going to always be in this endless cycle of being with men based on their potential, black men based on their potential. We see what potential is getting us. Let's not pretend that the black community is full of kept women. Let's not pretend. Let's not pretend. All right. I have some of my love classes on sale for February. I have a Valentine's magic, a love magic class that I did. I have, let me see, what is it's on the, it's in the description. Just look in the description box. I have an 8-week class that I did on what love is and the mysteries of love, because it is a heart-based gift. Love is a heart-based experience, and that's a pretty heavy class. But it's an intensive. That's in the description box. Also, I have another class called "God Is Her Lover's Her Life," about this relating in the opposite, you being more in the masculine. But it's in the description, and you put the coupon code LOVE in so you can get 10% off this month of February. But yeah, we need to ask us some different questions, ladies, in this love department, because your heart chakra is supposed to be protected. It is very sensitive. We all know that, because a lot of us have a lot of ups and downs as far as emotional problems. And we know why. We know who has hurt us. We know why we're wounded, and we know why that person probably hurt us, because they were hurting, and who probably wounded them too. So, ladies, if this is something you want, if you want a healthier, more organic, relating heart chakra, heart space connection with someone, a partner, whatever it is, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman, you got to start asking yourself some questions about the condition that you're in and the condition that the men in the community have put you in, because that right there has everything to do with how you believe and feel your life is to be expressed. All right, ladies. Later.